点的尝试，我们不会花很多时间，我们很快的点一下就可以。
And so that we need to have the knowledge we just mentioned and highlighted.
你知道启示录二十二章前面是一章，后面是一章。
We know that Revelation 22 chapters, the first 11 chapters and the later.
前面是一章是以耶路撒冷做结束。
That we know the first 11 chapters use Jerusalem to be their concluding point.
然后到了最后的十一章是以新耶路撒冷来做结束。
And we know the last 11 chapters.End up with the new Jerusalem.
所以约翰总是拿新耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷做对比。
That you know that John often used the old Jerusalem and the new Jerusalem for comparison.
对犹太人来讲，没有一个地方比耶路撒冷更重要。
And there is no other place that is so important in the hearts of the Jews.
你看以色列人对耶路撒冷有个特别的感情。
Because the Israelites have a special sentiments about Jerusalem.
他们讲的耶路撒冷和法国人讲到巴黎不一样的。
The way that they have a feeling for Jerusalem is different from the French refer to Paris.
但是对于约翰来讲，耶路撒冷乃是把他主钉在十字架的地方。
But the disciple John, he knew that it was the Jerusalem that our Lord was crucified.
那所以当我们稍微形容耶路撒冷的时候，我们需要有一点的概念，就我觉得两点我们提一下就可以。
As we describe Jerusalem, we need, there are two points that we need to know.
那首先我想我们大家有一个很清楚的概念，就耶路撒冷是个山城。
We know that Jerusalem, is on the mountain.
它有两座山。
There were two mountains.
这两座山都是南北向的。
And that, these two mountains are facing the south.
南北向，南边北边，南北南北走向。
North-south.
然后呢，这个整个耶路撒冷，如果这是耶路撒冷的话，你刚好一半中间是山谷，然后有一座东山，有一座西山。
And so it is Jerusalem is there is the valley on the eastern side and the western side both have a mountain.
所以一个不是是西山跟东山，一个东。
Eastern
Hill or Western Hill 都可以
yeah. Or the Eastern Hill or the Western Hill.
所以在中间刚好有一个中央的山谷。
And so in the middle there will be the middle valley.
然后呢，周围都是用山谷，都是用很整个耶路撒冷，然后这两座山这个旁边这个包围是被山谷包围的。
And they are all surrounded by the valley.
那么最东边的那个山谷刚好是很深很深，那叫做希伦溪谷。希伦溪谷。
And that we know that the deep valley on the east is called
Kidron Valley.
Kidron Valley.
就是希伦溪谷。那么这个 Kidron Valley 呢，是叫这个整个的耶路撒冷和橄榄山分开的。
And that caused Jerusalem to be separate to Mount Olives.
这是耶路撒冷。这是东山，这是西山。然后这里有一个山谷。然后橄榄山就在这个地方。然后整个的城是被山谷包围的。很低、很深、很深的山谷。所以这边呢，这个山谷叫做希伦溪谷。然后到了南边叫做 Hinnom Valley， 新嫩谷。
Is called the Hidden Valley.
那么不要忘记了，所有有耶路撒冷的垃圾都是倒在新嫩谷。
And all the debris that come from Jerusalem, they are all been thrown in the south.
那因为很多的垃圾丢在那里，所以他们用火来烧清洁那个地方。
And so because there are many where they have all their disposal will be there, and they have to use the fire to burn.
所以圣经就用那个火来形容地狱的火。
And the Bible uses that as the fire from the from hell.
所以主耶稣说，那个虫是不死的，那个火是不灭的。
You know that the fire will never extinguish, and it will never able to kill the worm.
所以现在很清楚，这个是希伦溪谷，然后到了新嫩谷。
And now we come the
Hinnom Valley, 新嫩谷。
Hinnom Valley.
所以可以说，大概整个耶路撒冷就这样的被包围的。
How that the entire Jerusalem has been surrounded.
那么现在呢？这里这两座山最要紧的是东山。
Of course, the more important thing is the Eastern Hill.
那这个东山呢，是越北越高，越南越低。
And the highest point is on the northern side, and the lower point is on the southern side.
那么整个东山是一个大的磐石，是个 rock， 是个大的磐石。
And the eastern hill is like a rock.
哇，整个都是大磐石。
The entire one is a rock.
那么最中间的那个山，最中间的那一部分。
And the center portion.
那就是我们普通所说的圣殿山。
And that is the holy temple.
Temple Mount, Temple Mount.这整个是 Mount Moriah， 整个是摩利亚山。
And so the entire one, the thing is called the Mount Moriah.
你知道以撒是在摩利亚山上被献上。
You know that Isaac was offered on Mount Moriah.
那个是指着今天摩利亚山最中间的部分。
And that refers to the center part of Mount Moriah.
那么再往北边去就是哥哥他山。
And we know that as we move forward, as the Mount Golgotha.
然后再往南边，靠近山谷的地方，最小的那个山就是锡安山。
And then the smallest mountain towards the south is Mount Zion.
那么最低的地方，那个就是希罗亚的池子。
And then, the lowest point is the pool of Siloam.
所以现在很清楚了，整个耶路撒冷分作西山跟东山。
And so Jerusalem is divided. East is the eastern view and the western view.
东山就是摩利亚山 ，Mount Moriah.
And what is called the Mount Moriah?
那么北边的是 Mount Golgotha 或者 Calvary， 这就是哥哥他山。
And the northern part is Mount Golgotha.
然后最南边的 Mount Zion 就是锡安山。
And then the southern part is.Refer to the Mount Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们这个观念概念，我们一定要有才可以的。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to have this concept.
那么然后呢，我们知道说橄榄山就刚好是在耶路撒冷的东边。
And we know that Mount Olives happened to be on the eastern side of Jerusalem.
那么我们知道，如果今天你在橄榄山上，你可以看见整个的耶路撒冷。
And so today, if you stand on Mount Olives, you will be able to view the entire Jerusalem.
所以当主耶稣有一次在橄榄山说到关于耶路撒冷的预言的时候。
And so once Jesus was on Mount Olives and he was prophesizing.
那就是马太福音二十四章的预言。
And that refers to the prophecy in Matthew 24.
一块石头都不会留在一块石头上。
There will be no stone upon one.Other.
所以当主耶稣讲这个话的时候，他和几个门徒就刚好坐在橄榄山上。
And at that time that Jesus was seated on Mount Olives together with other disciples.
那么好了，我们讲到圣殿在哪里呢？圣殿就刚好在摩利亚圣殿山上。
And so where is the holy temple? It is actually located in Mount Moriah.
那圣殿山毫无问题是高起来的一块地方。
You know, Temple Mount is actually a raised part of the.
而且全世界只有这么一个地方。
And that is the only place in the world.
如果大家今天到圣殿山去，你看圣殿已经不在了。
That if everyone will go to this Temple Mount, it no longer exists.
但在主耶稣那个时候，那个圣殿的广场跟现在就是一样大的。
And so, the open space that what during the time of Jesus. Compared to now, it's the same.
唯一不同的就是现在是两座的清真寺，在主耶稣那个时候的确是圣殿在那里。
And the different thing is now that this place they are erected two mosques.
但在主耶稣那个时候，不要忘记那个广场是全世界最大的宗教广场之一。
And that public place is in fact the greatest area in the world.
Temple complex. 那么这个整个的圣殿广场从南到北有六个足球场那么长。
So the temple complex, the size you measure is about six soccer field.
不，从南到北。
From
然后从西到南的话是五个足球场。
And so if you measure from the west to the east, it's about five soccer field.
意思就是说，从南到北那个长度等于是六个足球场的长度。
And so the length between the south from the south to the north is the distance is about six.
从西到东是五个足球场的长度。
And so
宽度
the distance the breadth from the west to the east is about five soccer fields.
所以你知道那是很大很大宗教的广场。
And that is such a big temple complex.
那在主耶稣都是希律，他美化圣殿。
And that you know that
King Herod.
Yeah. He was trying to beautify the temple.
那么你记不记得在所罗巴伯的圣殿至圣所只有一层，结果他办成两层。
And during the time of Solobaba, that they built the temple, it was about two stories.
然后现在你看见，现在希律王用大理石用金子，所以就把圣殿盖得美轮美奂。
And so King Herod uses the marble and gold, and so you can see that how glorious the temple, the holy temple.
那么这个石头从哪里来的呢？因为你记不记得门徒们告诉主耶稣说：“你看，这是何等的石头，这是何等的殿宇。”
He says, "How wonderful is the stone, and how wonderful is the temple?"
我们知道有的石头啊，就像讲台这么大，这么高大的。
And you know, sometimes one of the rock is as big as what we have on the pulpit.
那么这个石头从哪里来的呢？
Where does the stone come? The rock come from?
就是在这个整个这个什么山，整个摩利亚山山洞里面去把它挖出来。
And you know that this is carved out actually from Mount Moriah, the center of the Mount Moriah.
我们去年、今年八月份，这一百多个人都去过这个山洞。
And this August, this 150 over people, they have actually gone into this cave.
结果你发现说，就在这个山洞里面，他已经把一块石头一块石头已经切好的。
And in this cave, that all the stones were actually all cut up.
所以所有的斧头的声音，所有榔头的声音，通通在山洞里面。等到建造的时候，一点声音也没有。
And so all the knockings are all the knocking of the chiseling of the sound, the chiseling of the stone were all taken part in the cave. And so when they were built, there were have no sound.
那么这个地方在哪里呢？这个洞在哪里呢？
Where particular is this cave?
就靠近哥哥他山的地方。
And it is very near to Mount Golgotha.
你知道主耶稣钉十字地方的对面就是这个山洞。
And you know that Jesus was hung on the cross, and opposite there, and that is where the cave.
然后从磐石里面。大磐石里面凿出小磐石出来。
And it is from this big rock they have the
有的像这么大。
Some of them is just as high.
有的稍微小一点。
And some of them are smaller.
那么然后他们就那个时候所有这个石头就堆在摩利亚山最高的地方。
And all these stones were all assembled at the highest point of Mount Moriah.
这个如果这个是如果摩利亚山的话，那这整个摩利亚山最北边，你看这个石头都堆好在这里。
And so if this is Mount Moriah, you know all this chiseled, all these cut up stones are all placed on the northern part.
一块一块都切好的，都切好。
All has been cut up. All the sizes have been cut up.
然后就用地心吸力就把它们一路滑滑滑滑到了摩利亚山。
And so they
山。
They use the principle of the center of gravity, and all these stones they all be slid down into the center of Mount.
然后一块石头跟一块石头就叠在一起。
And so upon every one stone upon another, it was obvious.
圣殿不用水泥的。
They do not have to use the cement.
没有一个石头跟另外一个石头是用水泥把它粘在一起，没有。
And no stones are all joined together with any cement.
是完全靠着它的重量的。
And they depending on its weight.
所以这样我们知道说圣殿就建立起来。
And in this way, how the holy temple was constructed.
那么据说当初呢，他那匠人把这个石头放在一起的时候，
At that time, when the craftsmen, when they assembled all these rocks,
他们发现有一块好像没有用的。
They found that there was one as if as no use.
他觉得怎么摆都摆不好。
No matter how they placed, they couldn't fit that piece of rock.
所以他们就把那块石头就从摩利亚山就推推推到希伦溪谷里面去。
Then what they did was, they slide this piece of rock towards the Kidron Valley.
那到了希伦溪谷去了。
And as the rock go into the Kidron Valley.
但是过了几年，等到这个圣殿快盖好的时候。
And after a few years, when the temple was almost ready.
他们想起来，他们丢弃了一块很重要的石头。
And then they remember that they had forsaken a very important rock.
所以就请人到下面去，从下面再从深海。这个深谷再把运到山上来。
And so they employed a skilled man to move that piece of rock from the bottom of this Kidron Valley right up to.
所以刚好就是那块石头，刚好用。
And exactly that this piece of stone was able to fit.
这个就是诗篇118篇说匠人所砌的石头已成为头块的方脚石。
And that is in Psalms 118, the stone that the craftsman has have forsaken has become the chief cornerstone.
所以这是关于圣殿的故事。
And this is the story of the Holy Temple.
那么每天你如果读约翰福音，主耶稣好像一直在圣殿里面。
And if you were to read John and see that the Lord Jesus only confined himself in the Holy Temple.
在圣殿里面教训人。
That he was in the temple teaching.
但是我们中国人呢，讲我们到底还是受过去迷。